Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Christianity is a story. It's a journey. It's a story. It's a journey with a plot. It's a story. It's a journey with a plot and with a central character. And that central character is walking along the coast of Israel one day. Walking with him are his disciples. It had been a busy season among the hills and the valleys of northern Palestine. You see, there in the land of Gennesaret and in the towns of Tyre and Sidon, on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, Jesus and his disciples were on a journey. Jesus of Nazareth had, think about it, reproached the Pharisees for hypocrisy. They had absolved the Syrophoenician girl of unclean spirits because her mother came and made sure that happened. They had restored a deaf man's hearing, and they had fed multitudes, 7 loaves and a few small fish. They were on a journey, and then they boarded a ship. And Jesus sailed to Dalmatia, where he confronted the Pharisees once more. And from there, he journeyed to Bethsaida, where he healed a blind man. And afterward, he was walking along the north to Caesarea Philippi. And that's where we end up today. And the disciples have been arguing and saying, and Jesus says, "Who do you people say that I am?" And there were lots of answers. And then we have this strange story of how Jesus begins to tell them about his suffering. It's called the first prediction of his death. But then Peter rebukes him, and Jesus says, "Okay, get out, evil spirit, get out, come on." They kind of argued back and forth. You see, they are on a journey. On this other part of this text is, "Take up that cross and follow me." Lots of times that part of the text mean people take it out of context and they say, "Well, okay, so this is just my cross to bear." No. That's not what it's about. It's about following on this journey that we're on with Jesus. And sometimes the journey is hard. But it's not about letting people abuse you or abusing other people. It's about the journey that we're on with Jesus. I want to tell you another journey story. This journey happened when I was between my junior and senior year of high school. We lived in New Jersey at the time. My two sisters and myself and my mom and dad. Cindy and I were going to be seniors. So because I have a September birthday and because it started late, we were 16 years old. Pam was 4 years younger. So there's three teenagers in a van going from New Jersey, one coast, to the other coast in California. With no electronics, because they weren't out then, with not being able to read in the car, because then they would be stopping and cleaning up messes, with only a radio in the car and having to listen to what my parents wanted to listen to. So we start off on our journey, and we head across Pennsylvania, which we had done many, many times, to my grandparents' house in Ohio. And so we get to Grandma and Grandpa, and because we'd been through Pennsylvania so many times, okay, let me backtrack just a minute. This van is a full-sized van, and my dad had built a bed in the back. So Mom and Dad, our seat, a bed in the back. We had to wear seatbelts. Even though at that time, most people didn't have to wear seatbelts, we had to wear seatbelts. So Cindy, Pam, me in the middle seat. three teenagers, three girls, you get the picture. We didn't argue. Well, I don't remember arguing. We get to Grandma and Grandpa's, and we spend a couple days there. Then we go on to St. Louis to the Arch, and we spend time there. And then we go, now, oh, the other part of this story, my mom did not like to camp. Her idea of traveling was like 5 or 6 hours in the car. You didn't stop at fast food places, and you didn't eat or drink in the car. And you stayed in motels that had a pool so you could swim, the three of us in one bed. Well, thank goodness we had friends along the way that we got to stay with, and we eventually make it out to California. Oh, stopped at some great places. We stopped at Grand Teton National Park and actually camped there. Mom and Dad got the van, the bed. Cindy, Pam, and I got a tent where we woke up the snow that morning. So a friend of mine from high school who happened to be working at Grand Teton National Park as a guide saw the Grand Canyon, saw wonderful, wonderful places. The journey that we were on made it to California. Oh, I also forgot to tell you that this was like a 7-week trip. Took us about 3 weeks to get to California. Now we had about 3 weeks left. Oh, I forgot. Dad also had to work one of those weeks. We had to go to Minnesota so he could run a camp for the week. I'm sure we argued. We were in a van for many hours. But the journey that I remember is the family time and the time that we, the places that we saw and the people that we were part of. I'm pretty sure at one point my mom said, okay, be quiet now and don't say another word. She could say that. Get behind me, Satan. We're on a journey. We're on a journey of faith. Jesus was on this journey. Who is Jesus? Who do people say that I am? We're on a journey here at Grace. A year ago, as I said, we were just starting on this journey together. We've come a ways on our journey, and we have lots more ways to go. But we are on a journey of faith in discipleship together. Think about what discipleship is. Discipleship is following Jesus on the journey without really knowing exactly who he is or where he is going. It's about questioning. It's about learning. It's about growing. Discipleship is following Jesus on a journey without knowing exactly where he is going or who he is. It's our job to finish the story together. It's our job to be on this journey together and to work at being on this journey. It's not been written yet. Oh, yes, sometimes we'll probably argue at times, kind of like three teenagers in a small van on the way to California. But we'll still love each other and we'll still grow in faith together. Thing is, being on this journey means also being in a relationship. It takes work. It means living together. It means listening and caring for one another, and it means walking with Jesus together. Being on a journey is wonderful with Jesus as part of us. And we will make promises, and we will do things on this journey that sometimes some of us may like and others of us may not like. But we're on the journey together. And we're on the journey with Jesus. This week, as I was thinking about all this in the text, a hymn, it's a new hymn, and I know some of you don't really like new hymns, and that's okay. We are going to do new hymns at times, because at one time, those hymns were new to somebody. And also on this journey, we're on this 200th year anniversary journey that we're remembering, where we're looking at the past, looking at the present, and opening ourselves up to the future. But this song is called For Everyone Born. And as I heard it, I couldn't get it out of my head, because to me, it talks about the journey that we are on together. The church that's singing it is, it's First Plymouth Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. So I began to look a little bit more last night at what it was. It's a United Church of Christ Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. I didn't catch on to that at all at the beginning. I just listened to the words. Now, First Plymouth Church is a huge congregation in Lincoln, Nebraska. That's okay, but they're on a journey too. And let's listen to this song and be on this journey together. Amen.